Zoe, you'll never guess what happened. I have some major tea to spill.
Wait, hold on. Should we put this on the pod?
You literally read my mind.
All right, Taylor, I'm gonna grab the mic. You better kiss and tell.
Duh, what's the fun of being all secretive anyways? All right, let's get into it.
What's up, guys? We're back.
We're motherfucking back. Hi.
Okay, crazy story. Zoe teleported up to SF and she's here in person.
Oh my God. Pew, 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 pew.
Literally, she texted me yesterday saying, bitch, I'm coming up to SF. 24-hour notice. Be ready.
The diva's in the building, motherfucker.
I'm sleeping in your bed. We're recording a podcast episode. You have me for 24 hours.
I wish you could see our setup right now. It's actually hilarious. It's literally me and Taylor. We're 8 inches away from each other's face.
We are.
We actually did some research for the first time ever on our microphones, so hopefully we sound better. But our faces are supposed to be really close to it, and we only have one mic, so we're just looking into each other's eyes laying in bed.
Hey.
Crazy.
Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome back. Welcome to SF, and welcome back to I Only Kiss and Tell. We're so happy you're here. We love you guys, and we love ourselves, so.
Let's fucking talk about ourselves. It's fucking time.
Let's talk about it. I just got back from a crazy dinner. I was at like a networking gala, not even a gala. It was straight up a dinner. It was me and my old colleague and about 8 men, probably from the age 50 to 60, maybe like 45 to 60, we'll say. And this dinner was hilarious. First off, I only knew one guy. I had met him at a dinner a couple months ago and he invited us to this. We don't really know what we're getting ourselves into. We're like, is it a networking event? Are we just getting dinner with these people? What's the vibe? It's a bunch of CROs and CMOs at various companies. And we start talking about anything and everything from what we do as passion projects to what our job is to places we've traveled to things we've tried, etc. All of a sudden, my podcast comes up and they're like, oh, what do you guys talk about? So I give them the rundown and they're like, okay, if you're going to have an episode titled, what's your take on being a pervert?
What makes you a fucking perv?
Yes. No, literally. So they ask me, if you were to have a podcast episode titled, what makes you a perv? How would you answer it? And I was like, well, this is a deep question. First off, I think perv has a very negative connotation.
First of all, you're asking me to bare my soul to you, mister.
I know.
And I don't even know you.
And like I've known you for 10 minutes. The drinks are flowing. At this point, I've had 2 Aperol spritz and a glass of wine. So I'm like, okay, let's see how far I can go with these guys. They've already followed the podcast. They've read the bio. They know what they're getting into. They're all loving it. So I make a joke. I was like, well, first, I'd be like, so, have you guys ever been pegged? They all look at me. They do a double take. They're like, what did she just say?
And stunned. I was like,
have you ever been pegged? Too stunned to speak. So they're all laughing. They're like, what a crazy question to lead into. There was no warming up. Like, how did we get here? I was like, okay, let me take it back. Let me like go how I would actually go about this. Let's edge you guys a little bit. So I'm like, probably I'd ask, are you guys married? Are you seeing anyone? How long have you guys been together? Tell me the story of how you met. And then I'd be like, okay, cool. So tell me about your fantasies. What's something that you wish you've done that you never have?
Sorry, I'm fucking dying because we're both sharing a nose inhaler right
Whoa,
now.
Whoa, it's kind of good.
And it's like, is nothing sacred? We're shoving the same thing up our nostrils.
Wait, remember these when we used to rave way back when and you'd blow it in your face when you were rolling?
No, I'm obsessed with it.
Okay.
But the fact that it's going in both of our noses.
These are kind of good.
Try it again.
The last conference I was at, some girl brought one of these back from Thailand. It was like this 60-year-old woman. And she's like, try this. Great. Incredible. Cleared my nostrils.
Clear, you hear those nasal passages?
Do we sound less nasally? I know sometimes I have a tendency to talk really fast and sound nasally, so I'm sorry. Thank you guys for bearing with me. Anyways, we started talking about pegging. They were loving it. Started talking about our fantasies and our kinkiest moments and how long they've been married, life in general, things they've tried and done. And it was a really funny dinner and I had a good time, but they were good people. So it basically got to the point where we were outside. They were walking away and I was like, have fun pegging. And one of them runs back over limping, pretending that they just pegged. So they were good troops, good sports, good people. It was fun.
First of all, what is it with you and a fucking colleague associate, bro? You need to fucking, you love an
Relax.
Associate. You love an associate.
I do.
Second of all, I will say, I've never had crazier conversations than with a middle-aged white guy that works for my company. You know what I mean? Like, they get real loose at the company functions.
They
and
do.
It's actually like, I actually have to go talk to you later, Brian, in finance. Like, you're crazy for that.
Yep. So, exchange some LinkedIns, exchange some stories. One of the guys was in a plane crash. They ended up making a movie about it, and he met Oprah.
Fuck no. That's my biggest fear. I literally flew here today, and I had to tell myself the odds of a fatality in the air is minimal to none.
Mm-hmm. Well, he survived, so.
Whew.
Crazy.
Sister.
What have you been saying? Hell yeah.
What the helly?
Yeah, what the helly?
What the helly?
What the helly?
What the helly Cyrus? What the helly LeBron James?
What have you been up to? You just landed. Welcome to SF.
Oh,
how are we feeling?
My God, you guys. The second these little piggies touched soil, I became activated in San Francisco. Literally, this morning I was like, damn, bitch is really leaving San Diego. Damn, what the helly?
What the helly?
Then I was like, did I make the right choice? Like, yeah, I was kind of like feeling like my feels. The second I landed in San Francisco, I was like, yeah, boom, 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 boom.
She's back. Back and better than ever. Nothing can sway. We're here for a good time and a long time. So,
yeah, I love being here. It's fucking awesome. And then other than that, I'm working like a goddamn dog every day.
Making money. Boss moves.
Head down. Nose to the pavement, as they say.
Someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to.
Okay.
In this new capitalist regime, I'm just a peg in the... I'm just a cog in the machine.
Just another number.
Just another number.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, no, honestly, everything's been really good.
Okay.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, of course. We have a special guest today in person. Crazy. I recently went on a couple dates unintentionally. One was intentional. One was unintentional.
Yeah.
First one was good. This was the guy that came up to visit me from LA. It was a fun time. We went to a bar, had some wine, went to Nopa, which is a restaurant in the Mission. Actually, it's not in the Mission. It's in Nopa. LOL, Nopa and Nopa. And had way too many drinks, ate some great food, went to a speakeasy after. And let's just say that Taylor got a little drunk for a Thursday.
Love.
It was fun. He's cool. Who knows what'll happen because obviously he lives in LA. That's kind of far. So.
It's a little like, what the helly?
It's a little what the helly.
What the helly, Yonce?
Why is that the common phrase now?
It's so fucking good.
It is.
Okay, tell your next story because that's also a what the helly.
Yeah. Anyways, did not hook up with this guy, but like slept over in his hotel room because he's not staying with me. I just met this man's, but literally didn't hook up. It was fun. We hung out, went home the next day. He was like, when can I see you again? I was like, we'll see. Stay tuned. Then the next guy I went on a walk with.
Sexy. Nothing sexy. Screams sex like a walk.
That's why I suggested it because I was like, oh, it's friendly.
And oh, you said walk?
Yeah, I was like, let's go on a walk or get a coffee because I wasn't interested in like going on a date with him. This is someone that I had matched with on Hinge back in January. But then I took a break from dating and I was like, listen, I'm not really interested in dating right now. Let's just put a pause on this. He was like, I still think you're super cool. Love what you're up to. Do you have an Instagram? Gave it to him. We've been chatting here and there on Instagram. Very cash. He just went to the Philippines for a couple weeks and his pictures were incredible. He does really cool shit. So I was like, hey, yeah, maybe it would be interesting to catch up. Like even just get a coffee and just talk about life because he does cool shit. I do cool shit. Like exchange stories at the least. So I was like, let's get a coffee when you're back. So we go down to Chrissy Fields. He drives up here from Palo Alto. So this man drove an hour.
As he should. Men used to caravan on coach.
Yeah, as he should, honestly. I told him I only have an hour because I was busy that day and I had an appointment at 2. So I was like, you have me for an hour. So we went on a walk.
You may be twixt me for 1.5 hours.
And then when he came back and dropped me off, I went in for a hug and then he just planted on me. So then we like kind of made out and then...
Oh, it was a make out?
It started as a kiss.
I thought it was just like two lips grazing.
No, it was like a kiss. And then I was like, whatever, we're here. And so I kind of leaned in and I was like, okay. And then I was like, I gotta go. And then I was like, bye. And I kind of ran away.
Wait, so you kissed 2 people in 1 week?
3.
You fucking... What the helly?
Wait. I did kiss three people in 1 week. Yeah.
Honestly, amaze. Wait, who's the best kisser?
Oh.
Ooh, I hope the boys are listening.
That's a crazy question. I'd probably say...
We'll say they're all good. They're all good.
No, actually, they all, like, I'm actually dead honest. They all are good kissers. I'd probably say the second person.
Which was the associate?
Yeah. The associate.
Your colleague?
Except he's not a colleague because he actually owns his own company. But yeah, in the same industry.
Damn.
I would just say our chemistry is pretty good. Although the first guy as well. The third guy was just impromptu.
Wait, I'm sorry. Who was the first guy again?
AI.
Ah.
Yeah.
Slow and steady.
The chef.
I don't know what that guy is. What the helly?
This whole episode is just going to be Zoe saying what the helly.
Compilation video coming your way.
No, but actually, I feel like I either have three boyfriends or I have zero.
Okay, well, you guys, my roster is so fucking dry right now. Whew. It's lonely out here in these streets.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to have a crush right now.
No, I'm not until I move. So clearly my roster is fucking dry. I wish I had a story to report. I don't even remember the last time I kissed a young babe.
Clearly
one of us is like the mega omega.
What does that even mean? Mega omega. No, I don't know. I'm just having fun. I'm not on the dating apps, but I do enjoy meeting new people and I enjoy going on dates because I think that's how you learn about yourself and the world and what you want and what you don't want. So I'm sorry. God forbid a girl has hobbies.
God forbid a woman take the male loneliness epidemic seriously.
God forbid a woman is a woman of the people.
God forbid a woman do community service.
I'm out here doing community service for nonprofits.
God forbid a woman network.
Ugh.
I will get back to networking with associates and colleagues. But yeah, I'm taking my break still. My break has actually been incredible. Let me paint a scene for you.
Okay.
You wake up.
Gorgeous.
No text. However, no one's stressing you the fuck out.
Incredible.
You make your coffee exactly as you like it.
Peace of mind.
You have a little cute little breakfast just as you want it. You don't have to go, hey, you want anything? You can just make it. Just one of one. And then the kitchen's clean after. You go about your day. You call your friends. You text your buddies. You do a hobby. It's incredible.
A concept.
No, it's like, I actually know. That actually sounded so boring. But like, I know so much peace.
Wait, actually though, I do all the same things. But I just have three people being like, hey, you want to hang out? And I honestly say, it's nice that one of them lives in a completely different city. Actually, two of them do. And then one of them, we have our thing going. It's like once a week we hang out. He's cool. I'm cool. It's chill. So I'm not in limerence with anyone yet.
No, but I think
that's when I get crazy.
No, when it's new, I feel like when it's new and exciting, it's like you lose some peace because you're like thinking about this person. Yes. You're daydreaming about them.
Yeah.
They don't text you back. You're like, why the fuck are you not texting me back?
No, I had a crush for a solid 24 hours recently. And I was straight up delusional. I was daydreaming. I was thinking about the fantasies that we'd have, the trips we'd get. Like, I was...
It's sick!
It's sick!
It's so sick.
I was like, what the hell is going on in my brain? And then as soon as the 24 hours passed, I was over it. And I was like, wait a minute. LOL. Also, I saw a photo of what this man was wearing. Immediate ick.
Gerbil mode.
So, yeah. A crush is fun until it's not. Now I would say I don't have a crush on anyone, but I'm having fun dating.
Okay, that's fun. Yeah. That's fun. I think having a crush is a soulless peril. It is literally the worst.
Mm-hmm.
It is the fucking worst. You can't think, you can't sleep, you can't eat.
Well, speaking of, what is your hot take on hookup culture / dating around /
casually dating?
Casually dating.
Let me lock in.
Well, let me get comfortable.
Again, we have to be so close to the microphone.
We are, again, 8 inches away from each other.
It is like Hunch City right now. Anyways. Casual dating. I think casual dating is fun. I don't like hookup culture. And that's how I feel about that.
I would agree. I think hookup culture is the idea, what, that you're just dating to fuck?
Yeah, you're not dating for marriage. You're dating to fuck.
But you're not even dating to date. You're literally just trying to hook up with people.
You're setting you up to fuck.
Not about that. But I'm into casual dating. I think the art of dating is still very important. I'm not necessarily dating to marry because I'm not thinking about that. That's not the way that my brain is programmed. But I'm dating, again, like I mentioned, to date, to figure out what I like, what I don't like, to meet people, to experiment, to have fun, to learn. And I think that's a part of casually dating. I'm not saying that if I meet someone that I'm really stoked about and that I really enjoy and we have an intense connection that I'm not going to explore that, because I would. But I'm not necessarily looking to find my person and my partner.
I would just say that it's all about the intentionality, because I love how you're saying that. Like, yeah, casually dating, like you're casually going out for fun. Like you're casually, you know, meeting new people and exploring like different facets of yourself and someone else. But I think you're still being intentional with what you're looking for, and you're not just, I don't give a fuck mentality. Totally, like, totally. I don't care if you live or die. Like, you have a little bit of respect and consideration for another person.
100%.
I am sickened by hookup culture right now. I think it used to be kind of fun, but I actually feel like it operates like kind of at somewhat of a low frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually going to come for you guys right now. I'm coming for the boys right now.
Please.
The girls, low-key, can do no wrong in my eyes. Get your nut, sister. Do your nut.
Get
yes.
your O.
I sound like a hypocritical bitch. Sue me. Sue me. I'm a high-value woman. I'm just kidding. No, but, like, literally, I just feel like I love that hookup culture empowers women to like explore their sexuality, which has been so demonized for so long. But then I think like the fucking bros low-key twist it and use hookup culture as an excuse to basically like gaslight women into being like, what? You want to get to know me on an emotional level? Bruh, you're kind of being like a lot right now. Like, you're not being like chill, cool girl vibes. And it's like, there's nothing wrong with wanting to get to know someone you're sleeping with.
Also, like, why would you think I'm interested in you? Like, what would make you absolutely think that? Meanwhile, you're asking her to come over every night. You're giving her forehead kisses. You're staring into her soul. You're talking about how cute and fun she is while you guys are having great sex. Like, why wouldn't you think that you're interested in her, unless you communicate that you're not, that this is just strictly dickly?
No, like, I fucking hate that. Mm-hmm. And I also just feel like a lot of these dudes do not have your best interest in mind, and they'll say and do whatever to get their nut, and I fucking don't like that either, because they don't care about your wellness. They don't care about like making sure that you're safe. They don't care about making sure that you're whatever. And I'm like, bro, you are strange.
Well, I think there's a common theme of, one, overpromising and underdelivering, but I don't know if it's even overpromising. I just think it's saying what they think the other person wants to hear in order to get what they want.
Yes.
And they talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. So unless their actions match up, then this person is not a high caliber person.
But I think hookup culture has kind of pushed this objectifying of people.
For sure.
Forward. Like, everyone's expendable. You can have anyone at your fingertips. I could swipe 100 times and I could have anyone at my doorstep.
Also, can we talk about half the time when you are, let's say you hit it off with someone, you go back to their place or your place, things are getting hot and heavy, you're like, oh my gosh, like, do you have a condom? Why does 90% of the time men don't have condoms?
They don't, because they don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck. And it's like, the hookup culture, first off, if you're going to be hooking up with people, at least be safe about it.
Yeah.
How come every single time I'm the one that has to have the condom or provides the condom?
because you are the only person looking after the safety of both yourself and them in that situation.
It's wild.
Oh my God. Now you got me going.
There's so many layers to this.
And then there's also this thing called the orgasm gap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was looking this up the other day and I'm going to botch these numbers, but give or take ballpark, I'm right there.
Hey, if you say something with enough confidence, anyone will believe you.
I want to say it was 92% of men come every single time from sex.
That sounds about right.
And only 30% of women come every single time from sex. Mm-hmm. And that included long-term partnerships. So let's delineate that data point down to just hookups. I would say that's maybe 10% of women are hooking up and finishing. Because I think women need a bit more emotional safety. There's all these layers. There's like
totally
cultural stigmas. There's like religious stigmas. And then you have to, and then women like, heaven forbid you know how to O on your own. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking crazy. So there's many layers.
I mean, also for a guy to come, it's pretty much a 1-2 every single time, no matter what guy you're with. Maybe it's a 1-3. Sorry, slightly different. With a woman, I feel like it's a 1-2-3-4. It's a 5-2-3-1.
Yep.
It's a 2-3-6-7.
Yep.
And it's similar, but it's different with each body. But there's a certain motion that's pretty universal, I would say. But a lot of guys, first off, don't know what that motion is. Need to be taught, or they don't care, they don't try. I feel like it's a, they go in there just trying to get their orgasm. As soon as they finish, they're like, okay, we're done. Thank you. That was fun. Bye. Sir, if I didn't come, I'm sorry, you didn't fuck me. I fucked you.
Yep. Yeah. I don't, call me old fashioned, but I have also like to know the person a little bit. Like it feels, but like when you're there, you're incredibly vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just going to be like comfortable enough to just do that
willy nilly. No, I think you and I both, at least where we're at now, want to get to know the person. We want to make sure there's an emotional connection, a physical connection, a chemistry connection.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to fuck a random person because I want to fuck. If I want to fuck someone and have an orgasm, I'll get out my vibrator and do it to myself. If I'm hooking up with another person and exchanging my energy with another person, I want to make sure the vibe is there. Yeah. I don't care enough. Or maybe I care enough. Like I actually care.
Like I care. I want to be here.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool that there's the whole liberation piece that's happened, because I totally support that. But at the same time, I just think it's been totally like everything. In theory, it's amazing, but in practice, not so much. A lot of it has been weaponized, or I don't even know if that's the right word, or just like, first of all, who's really coming? Who's having to take the safety precautions? And then who's getting gaslit into being like, yo, you're kind of being a fucking lot. Dude, this fucking girl keeps texting me. She wants me to take her out to dinner. Doesn't she know she's just a fucking booty call? Ew, you're disgusting. You're disgusting.
Yeah.
You call your mother with that mouth?
And obviously not all guys are like this. We know that. There are some amazing men out there. And if you are one of those, we love you. Thank you. But unfortunately, we've experienced and heard a lot of horror stories lately, and it's not fun to witness and to be a part of. I do think social media and the internet in general has a big play in this. Back in our parents' day, you had to dial up the girl you had a crush on. Hopefully, she answers the phone of her family's house. Hey, would love to take you on a date. Meet me at the movie theater at 7 p.m. Hope they show up. You don't have time to swipe continuously on an endless loop of hot women in your area. You don't have time to scroll, to doom scroll on Instagram or TikTok to see all the other girls in bikinis dancing around, doing this and that, going on trips, whatever it is. And so I think we are a little bit brainwashed that there's a million options out there, and that if something's not a bright and shiny object in front of us anymore, next. So
I'm like actually really curious to see how our generation is going to do long-term relationships in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I always make the joke about LGBT. I can say it. I used to be a lesbian, okay?
Let her have it,
like,
okay?
The joke is like the LGBTR. And it's like, what's the R? And it's going to be like, everyone's in love with their robots because AI is going to get so good.
Oh, man.
That they're going to have to add another letter.
That's actually hilarious.
But Yeah, I think everyone's just so fucking in love with, like, their algorithms and the immediate dopamine that happens in the brain off the phone. Make a fucking human connection, and that's normal and cool.
Yeah.
It's, you don't have to marry the girl, but you can be like, hey, and how was your day?
And I enjoy your company.
And I think you're cool. Listen, we both know we're not going to date, but I see that you're a valuable person to this earth. It's like, my God.
You're actually asking for the bare minimum. He, like, cares if you live.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate that you're breathing today.
Hey, did you get home safe? You're not actually asking for too much to make sure that the guy who just, like, basically choked you out, like, wants to know if you live or die.
Yes. Yes. Okay, have you heard the song? It's called Undressed. It's kind of going viral right now, but it's like...
sing it into the mic.
Oh God. Some, I was just about to sing it, then I completely, like, the lyrics left my brain.
Undressed.
I don't want to get undressed for a new person all over again.
I don't want to get undressed for a new person all over again.
Yeah, that's it. Was that good or bad?
I think I sounded really
bad. Anyways, so that song, kind of tea. I relate to that. I do love to date. I love to get to know new people and experience that, but it is a vulnerable act and it can be exhausting because you do it over and over again until you find the right person. And I'm not someone that's going to settle. I know what I want. I have my non-negotiable list. I know that person's out there and I'll continue to date and have fun and experience life until then. But I know when it's something that's worth exploring further. And I know when it's a connection that I can say, oh, this is good for now. It's not something long term. But I'm still enjoying what's going on.
Preach, sister.
There was a quote, and I forgot what it was earlier, but it was like, yeah, you're something to me, but you're not everything. Or I don't remember exactly what it was. I had to find it, but it was kind of savage, and I loved it.
Come over at 11. I'm quite simply not going to do that. I need to be dined.
No, but if you say, come over at 6 p.m., I'm cooking you dinner, we're listening to music, and then we're having sexy time, I'm like, duh, I'll be there yesterday. I'll fucking show up in my lingerie. I'll add something to this.
The bad thing about hookup culture as well is it's kind of ruined modern dating in so many ways. To go back to your point, like, you used to have to call, you used to have to go to the movies. Everyone feels like everything should be at their fingertips, so they don't even care to do dating. And the art of dating is becoming lost. The art of a good date that, oh my God, was that even a real, like, time? Doesn't exist. And it makes me nervous for these younger kids because there's going to be less and less people who know how to go on a good date. Well, and then before you know it, it's going to be LGBTR and it's going to be too much. I want people to go on good dates.
Listen, I love your passion for that. That was a great performance. And I agree. I'm going to take you up one level and just say, I think the art of human relation is gone. The art of dating, yes. But I think even just relating to people, human to human, friendship to friendship.
Human.
It's lost. I don't know if COVID did that. I don't know if social media has done that, but it's a lost art.
It's a lost art.
Which is unfortunate.
And we're here in our own way to bring it back.
Yeah.
Because what the fucking helly.
I knew you were going to say that.
And another thing.
D-May.
The other thing I don't like about hookup culture is I feel like it's skewed the position of power.
Yeah.
I feel like it used to be like a woman who used to have all these suitors who'd come to her door. Right. That's how it used to be in the good old Bridgerton days. Milady, Sir Dingle is here to see you.
Sir Dingle, hello.
And it's like, hello, Mr. Dingle. You've called upon me. And there's 50 other callers.
And he brings gifts.
And he brings gifts. And he sits with your entire family in the waiting room. And he has to small talk everyone, including your little sister.
Yeah.
And there'd be 50 dudes waiting to do that. Now with hookup culture, I feel like the tables have turned and it's these bros who have rosters of women, like 10 women. I'm sorry, ladies. No. Whatever happened to male bird behavior? Y'all should be peacocking.
Yeah, where's the peacocking?
Y'all are showing up in fucking flip-flops and socks.
Ew.
Bare fucking minimum. And some bitch is still coming over like, I need peacocking. peacock with your outfit, peacock with your wallet, peacock with you picking a good restaurant. Yeah. Do some peacocking. Do some male bird behavior. Yes.
I told the story to the guys tonight at dinner about the guy in Chicago that asked me to split the bill with him. They were appalled. They're like, never. If you were on a date with me, that would have never happened. And I was like, thank
Jerry,
you.
You wish.
And I was like, well, they're also our elders, so they know a thing or two, hopefully.
They went on dates.
When I went to go sit down from the table, the guy next to me got up out of his chair to like sit me back in. I was like, chivalry isn't dead.
Chivalry.
Chivalry.
Chivalry isn't dead.
But it's true. It's unfortunate, but it's true. So what? Bring back peacocking.
Male bird behavior.
Wait, but speaking of fucking a dude, that just reminded me of my full circle moment with the restaurant owner. How he lived in Thailand for 3 years and he liked to be pegged. This man was fucking some ladyboys.
That's actually crazy to think about.
That came full circle to me when I was thinking about White Lotus, because obviously that was a major theme of this season. And then I was like, wait, this man lived in Thailand for 3 years. And I was like, he loved to be pegged. He could only finish if he was pegged. It was like the boom, 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 boom in my head. And I was like, wow, it all makes sense now. It all makes sense.
Damn. Ladyboy. The ladyboy culture is really interesting to me in Thailand. I need to do some more research. I don't feel qualified to speak on it because mm-hmm. I don't know too much. Same. But it's like a very interesting culture to me because I don't think that they identify as trans.
No, I don't think so either.
Like, I think they're like proudly ladyboy.
Yeah.
So I need to look this up because it's super interesting.
We'll report back.
It'll be my new niche interest for next week, you guys.
Honestly, history lessons with Zoe.
Honestly, it's like casually date is a big thumbs up.
Yes.
Lame hookup culture.
Big thumb down.
It used to be in my early 20s a sideways thumb.
Yeah, I would say.
As I get older, it's downward, dude. My energy's so precious.
Well, I think people can blur the lines between casually dating and hookups, but I think what we really discussed today is that there's a huge difference. Hookup culture is the idea you're sending the you up text at 11 p.m. You're strictly dickly, but you're not even thinking about the other person as an actual person. You're thinking of them as either a hole or a pogo stick to use whatever you want with. And that's not cool. It's like, it's cool to be kind. It's cool to care. And I think casually dating, you have respect for the other person. You actually want to get to know them, whether or not it's going to go somewhere serious, but you're open about that and you're communicative about what's going on.
You know what I was just thinking though? The only way the hookup culture thing could be okay mm-hmm. is what if that's your kink? Like, what if you want to feel like a little pogo stick? It's like, but you'd have to talk about that.
Maybe. You'd have to be upfront because you'd have to be like, listen, this is what I'm into. Can you get on board with that? Do you respect that? But I feel like in the kink community, typically it's high communication.
High communication.
Yeah.
Now that we're done ragging on an entire half of the population, we love you.
We love you guys. Seriously.
We love your dicks.
We participate in this. We are obsessed.
We're not.
We have limerence half the time.
We're not mad at you. We're just disappointed.
Exactly.
Okay? Just do a touch better.
Please.
Please, because, please, like, I'm fucking begging you.
And if
like,
you need
please.
Some tips, go back and listen to our first episode, The Do's and Don'ts of a First Date. Learn something.
Well, we'll leave you one more time with song.
I don't wanna get undressed for a new person all over again. Like, rate, subscribe, at I Only Kiss and Tell on Instagram and Spotify and TikTok. We love you. Bye.
Bye.